Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, George Zimmerman suffers minor injuries in a shooting incident. We'll talk about what happened there. You know, a lot of us make fun of the vegetarians and the vegans, and we got to stop doing that, all right? Because, you know, we're just jealous of them, okay? You know, they can eat vegetables. We're eating our meat. We know they're healthy. We want to be them. But get this, okay? We got something that we could throw down their throats if we want. Apparently, there's a study that came out saying if you're a vegetarian, it could be bad for your teeth. So they may want to have some of our meat. Trust me, we don't want to convert any vegetarian. We want more meat for us. I'm going to talk about that. Possible a small breakthrough in the Natalie Hollowell case. A new witness has come forward 10 years later to say that he saw a suspect carrying her body as she had disappeared on an Aruba vacation back in 2005. Many of you guys listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and then there's a song in the background, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I got that stuck in my head. Well, we got ways to get songs unstuck out of your head. Talk about some of those popular songs that get stuck in your head. Even you know, my singing could get stuck in your head. Lord have mercy. Many of you asked, Dahlia, what's the difference between Advil and Tylenol? When do you use one? When do you use the other? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how allergens from cats and cockroaches, Fox News is reporting, can increase glaucoma risk. All right, my cats do nothing with the cockroaches in the house, but between the cats and the cockroaches, we're all going to be screwed eye-wise. And speaking of Fox News, at the bottom of the hour, we got Brett Baer joining us this morning, talking about what his family went through when his child was diagnosed with congenital heart disease and what he's been doing to try to get legislation for better screening in hospitals. So I'm very, very excited to have Brett Baer coming on at the bottom of the hour. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Well, sometimes we get songs stuck in our head, right? Right? I'm all about that bass. Okay, and so I don't mind a song stuck in my head. If it's a real good song, problem is sometimes my husband will be like, zippity-doo-dah. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to think about zippity-doo-day. And then I got that song stuck in my head. Well, there's a study that comes out of the University of Reading that has revealed that chewing gum can actually kick those songs out of your brain. Out of a group of 98 participants, researchers found that people who chewed gum while listening to a song had a 33% greater chance of getting rid of it than those who didn't. Apparently, maybe moving your jaw while chewing doesn't allow you to hear the song that well and get it stuck in the memory. Maybe it shuts down or kind of curbs the short-term memory. Maybe it kind of can shake away some of the songs, you know, distinct parts that'll kind of embed its way into your recall. So I guess chewing gum. They say a recent poll shows that it happens to 92% of people at least once a week. Now, visual stimulants and songs will bring up memories. You know, that's why couples always like to have our song. It stinks because you got to be careful with that because a lot of us have ex-boyfriends, right, and ex-girlfriends, and a song will come on the radio, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is Dirks in my song. And my husband's like, excuse me? they shut off the radio. All right, so which songs have been found to be some of the most common ones that get stuck in your head? Remember that song Friday by Rebecca Black? It's Friday. Something, okay, I didn't like the song to begin with, but that got stuck in your head because everybody was singing it. The Final Countdown, that one. I wish I could play all these songs as we go. Europe's The Final Countdown, that seems to get stuck in your head. Who Let the Dogs Out? The Baha Men. Woo, woo, woo. That song, I don't think it gets stuck in our head. I think it just happens to come up over and over again, you know? When we had two dogs instead of one, you know, I would ask my husband, you know, did you let the dogs out? Did anybody let the dogs out? And then everybody like, who let the dogs out? And I was like, okay, come on, that's old already. It's a Small World after all, the Disney song. The It's a Small World, this was done on purpose. I got to tell you, back in the 50s, these guys were smart making the It's a Small World ride because they play that song over and over and over again the whole ride. And while you're standing in the 2-hour line, you hear the song. So it is almost impossible to chew a piece of gum the whole time to get that out of your mind. Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. Barbie Girl, Nyan Cat, Nyan, that I don't know. Mickey, like, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. That's an easy one. Dragostea Dinti, Ozone. I gotta play that one. Hold on a second. Let me see if I got that one here. I don't really know that one. Oh, the problem is there's a commercial. I don't know what that song is. Oh, I hate the song. Oh, my gosh, I hate the song. Oh, please, no. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Ooh, I love that one. That's okay. Ooh, there it is. That one, The Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Entrance of the Gladiators. Circus Afro from Entrance of the Gladiators. Eiffel 65's Blue Da Da D. I got to hear this one. Hold on a second. I don't know what this one is. What? Oh, gosh. I don't want to play anymore because I don't want to get that in my head. The Pocket Full of Sunshine. What Does This Fox Say? My Humps. Oh, My Humps from the Black Eyed Peas. Oh, that one. You know why? Because there was that movie with Will Ferrell. That got it in your head. Okay, what song are we playing now? Will that get people? Oh, Lollipop. I love the song Lollipop. Oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back and let's talk about 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Tom for working the dials. All right, we talk about congenital heart disease because it is the number one birth defect in the United States as well as every other country. And we are so honored to have Fox News Network's Brett Baer with us to talk about a very, very personal story with what he and his son and his family went through, his son Paul. Brett, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Dr. Dahlia, good to be here.
And so thank you. And, you know, you shared what happened, which is very difficult for any parent to talk about, in your book, Special Heart, A Journey of Faith, Hope, Courage, and Love. Please tell us what happened when Paul was born.
Yeah, sure. Paul was born, and he's our first child, and we were on cloud nine. He was given a clean bill of health. My wife had a normal pregnancy. No real problems at birth. And so we spent the first few hours, you know, learning to meet this new person. And we were on cloud nine. A nurse then noticed he started looking pale, and they thought that he was he had an infection of some kind, and they took him back for some tests. A short time later, they paged the cardiologist, and it just so happened to one of the premier pediatric cardiologists out there, Dr. Gerard Martin, happened to be driving by the hospital. He came in and made the diagnosis and came to talk to us. And Paul, he came in and said he's going to have very serious open heart surgery because he has a very complex heart. He had five congenital heart defects and a really complex series of issues. The main one was the transposition of the great arteries, and then he had stenosis in his aorta and his pulmonary artery and a VSD and an ASD, holes in the heart. But basically, shorthand, his heart was pumping the wrong way, and he wouldn't be able to live beyond a few days. So we went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows in a matter of moments. And the next thing I knew, I was in an ambulance with him and heading to Children's National. And that started our journey. Now it's been a journey where he's had three open heart surgeries, seven angioplasties, and I can tell you, Dahlia, that he's 7 1/2. He's the tallest kid in his class, and you would never know it on the playground. So it's a wonderful story. Still there?
We had a major power outage. Brett, you still with us?
I'm with you. You got me?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, I got to tell you, I know. I hope we're not getting a tornado where I'm at. So you were talking about the transposition of the great arteries.
Yes. So the diagnosis came back. Yeah. The pediatric cardiologist came back, and it was the transposition of the great arteries, stenosis of his aorta, and his pulmonary artery, and two holes in his heart, a VSD and an ASD. Very complex series of problems. And that started our journey. We went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows, and he has since had three open heart surgeries, seven angioplasties. And I can tell you, Dahlia, that he is the tallest kid in his class, and you would never know on the playground. So we are very blessed.
Oh, my God. Amen. Amen. How old is he now?
He's 7 1/2.
7 1/2. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. So, you know, what you and your wife and your family have gone through, very, very frightening, but you actually have taken it to another level to help try to implore Congress to legislate pulse ox screening in hospitals. We don't have enough to do newborn screening. We don't have enough newborn screening being done at this time. I'm surprised there's still states that don't do pulse ox screening. Explain what you've been doing in that realm.
Well, you know, listen, I'm a reporter, I'm an anchor, and I'm fair and balanced in what I cover news, but I was on this issue, not so much. I'm advocating because I think that, you know, when you look at the stats, 1 out of 100 kids is born with some kind of congenital heart defect. 1 out of 100. Think of that stat. And half of them have to have some kind of procedure before 6 months. And I think that early diagnosis here, we didn't know ahead of time. And had Paul gone home, had it not been for the amazing work of a nurse who noticed that he was turning pale, we could have had a really serious situation, and we may have lost him at home. So in order to avoid that, this pulse oximeter is such an easy thing. It happens in hospitals around the country. But you're right. It's not there are some states where they just don't do it. And it seems
it's not
very
part of
simple.
Protocol.
So we're just trying to raise awareness.
I think you are. So tell us about your book, Special Heart, A Journey of Faith, Hope, Courage, and Love.
Yeah, well, basically it started with emails that I sent to family and friends to keep them up to date during our whole situation from day one. And that was my cathartic ability to kind of keep everybody, be the communicator. My wife was more of being with Paul, singing to him, touching him. And we thought after looking at all of these emails that I had sent out that there was a way to put it all in a book. And that's what I did. 100% of the proceeds I receive go to pediatric research and treatment. And we've managed to raise a lot of money so far. And the paperback comes out next Tuesday, so we're hoping to continue that.
I can't wait. And if people wanted to help donate, where would you urge us to go?
Well, I've got a website called specialheartfamily.com, and there's a link on there that you can donate directly to the organization that's leading the cause on the pulse oximeter, the pulse ox around the country, and raising awareness on that. So there's a little donate button on that website, specialheartfamily.com, and it kind of lays out our story as well.
Excellent. All right. So for those who are joining us, we've had Brett Baer on, Fox News' veteran anchor. His book is going to be available May 19th, paperback, Special Heart, A Journey of Faith, Hope, Courage, and Love. Brett, thank you so much for coming on and sharing, and sorry about our engineering issues.
That's all right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, guys, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I got to say, we roll with the punches. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's scary when you think of somebody, you know, your child, you know, being born with one heart issue, you know, maybe two heart issues, but five. And this transposition of the great arteries we talked about on the show, where you have the major vessels coming out of the heart transposed, and these kids can't get enough oxygen. And the fact that we are able to fix their heart, as well as a variety of the other conditions that the child had, ASD, VSD, et cetera, is mind-boggling. But the screen to test for these, as Brett Baer pointed out, is not that expensive, a pulse oximetry. And there are still hospitals out there in states that don't mandate that this simple screening be done on all newborns. And so I absolutely echo what Brett Baer has fought for in terms of getting all states to legislate something so vital. Now, you know, many of you adults have had pulse oximetry done. That little thing that goes on the finger, it doesn't hurt, you know, has that pretty little red infrasensor in there that can read the oxygenation of your blood. Remember, however oxygenated your blood is the amount of oxygen that's getting to your tissues. So we start to see you sneaking down 92, 91, 90, 88. Don't be saying, oh, I got a B+ or an A-. Those are some serious numbers. I'm happy when my patients are 94 or above. If I start to see my patients dip down into the 93s, 92s, I get nervous. And when it's a child, I get very nervous. And you see these kids, sometimes their pulse ox is well into the 80s. Not good at all. All right. When we come back, we're going to hit more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I
do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
She's alive. She's alive.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So being vegetarian could be bad for your teeth, all right? And you're like, wait a second, being vegetarian is supposed to be good for everything else. Well, apparently we have L-arginine, and L-arginine is a common amino acid, okay? And this common amino acid, arginine, which we see in red meat and poultry and fish and dairy products, actually has been found to break down dental plaque. Now, dental plaque is known to trigger gum disease and then later cause cavity. So we're already using L-arginine in some dental products to help tooth sensitivity. And so this is where they get eating meat and not being a vegetarian could then protect your teeth. You see where they get that? I know everybody else is like, wait a second. I was about to throw out the tofu. Researchers at the University of Michigan and Newcastle University believe that their discovery can now help millions of people avoid cavities and gum disease. I am so excited about this. I could just sit there and chew on a steak right now. They found L-arginine, which is abundant in red meat, poultry, fish, and dairy products, and it stopped the formation of dental plaques and helping your sensitivity. A lot of times we have higher sensitivity of our teeth as we start to lose our enamel. Now, who gets credit for this? Alexander Ricard. He is, I know, Captain Ricard, from epidemiology of the University of Michigan. He says this is important as bacteria. He says this is important because bacteria like to aggregate on the surfaces to form these biofilms. Everybody lick your teeth right now. That's a biofilm. Dental plaque is a biofilm, and these biofilms account for more than 50% of all hospital infections. Now, these biofilms unfortunately contribute to the billions upon billions of dollars that we have to spend on dental treatment. All right? So, in the study, they found that L-arginine could disrupt dental plaque formation. So, they already have it in toothpaste formulations. And, for me, I think it's a hell of a lot more fun just chewing on a nice piece of meat. All right, so how do these dental biofilms cause dental caries? Are guys still tasting? A little filmy? Well, remember, bacteria like to find little crevices. And when your teeth have little cracks and crevices, the bacteria won't get brushed out or dental flossed out. Some of you are like, I don't really, dental floss or brush that well anyway. Start doing it, please. So when you have these little bacteria that get in there, and the crevices and they kind of find a home and they start to build a shop, they multiply. As they multiply, a lot of these give off an acid. The acid breaks up more of the teeth because, teeth, they're rock hard. But apparently these bacteria know how to break it down. Now you've got bacteria moving on into the gums. That biofilm also coats the gums, and then it starts to inflame the gums. And what is another word for gum disease or inflamed gums? Yeah, gum disease. Come on, guys, gingivitis. Gingivitis. What did we used to do back in grade school where they gave us these little tablets and we would chew them in school and then it would make our gums all red wherever we had plaque, and then we would come home and scare the hell out of our parents that we had all this crap on our teeth. And then our parents were like, oh, my gosh, we got to brush this off. And go, look, mommy, I got plaque all over. My teeth, say, mommy, look, and then everybody had to go to the dentist. My mom had to show a couple $100 was all mad. Yeah, I forget what that little tablet thing was. Anyway, surveys indicate that nearly 24% of adults in the U.S. and 31% of adults in the U.K. have untreated dental caries. They call them caries, which is the same thing as cavities. Now, 39% of people in the United States have moderate to severe periodontitis. Periodontal disease. And that is rising to over 64% to those age 65. And do we have good coverage for, dental? No, we don't. We don't. Anyway, so dental plaque-related diseases now, as well as periodontitis, I apologize, contribute to the vast majority of treatment costs. Now, yeah, you guys got to cut me some slack. My complete power is out right now. My hemorrhoid pillow has deflated, and I have no light, so I'm trying to read my pieces here the best I can. Yeah, they're pieces. Keep it up, and I'll make you lick your biofilm again. All right, so now what they're going to do is they're going to do further studies to conclude how L-arginine triggers the breakdown of the biofilm. So somebody like, wait a second, that's about arginine. Doesn't arginine cause herpes outbreaks? Yeah, very, very good. Foods high in arginine and low in lysine could put you more at risk for herpes outbreaks if you already have current herpes. All right? But, you may have a herpes outbreak, but at least your teeth will be pretty nice and happy. You see how that goes? All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. Dali. Let me see what I have here on the Natalie Holloway break in the case. Remember, she was 18 years old when she disappeared on a high school graduation trip to Aruba back in May 30th, 2005. She was only 18 years old at the time. She was last seen leaving a bar with main suspect Yaron Vandersloot. Now, Vandersloot, remember, is currently serving a 28-year sentence in Peru for killing business student Stephanie Flores on May 30th, 2010. Now, a witness has come forward. Jereen DeJong has come forward claiming that he saw the main suspect in the disappearance of Natalie carrying her body the night she went missing. And now Dave, her father, is looking into the claims with a private investigator as well as a cadaver dog. Can you imagine having to do that? Your baby has been missing for now 10 years, and you have to go again with a cadaver dog to look for your child that still hasn't been found. DeJong said he did not go to the police when he saw the suspect 10 years ago, Dutchman Jeron Vandersloot, when he saw him with him and the 18-year-old's body, because he was currently involved in illegal activities of his own at the time. He says, I saw that Jeron was chasing Natalie into a small building under construction, DeJong told Inside Edition. In about 5 minutes, he came out with Natalie in his arms and slammed the body of Natalie on the floor, and then he made an opening in a crawl space. I knew she was dead. Natalie Holloway disappeared on a high school graduation trip May 30th, 2005. She was last seen leaving the bar with Vandersloot that day. Her body has never been found, and this case has definitely had intense media scrutiny as well as international attention. Now, DeJong said he came forward about seeing the incident after watching a TV program in which Vandersloot told an undercover officer that Natalie was buried at sea, and the witness thinks that's a lie. Wow. All right. So right now, Vandersloot has never been charged with Natalie's murder. He's currently serving the sentence for the other murder of that business student. It's been very, very frustrating for especially a lot of us parents to think that you could have a young girl so easily whisked away and killed in such a quick time and never being found, that, you know, there has to be a better system in place. And, she was only 18. And I hope they do find her. And it's a shame that she's presumed dead. You know, we all have hope whenever we hear these missing children. And 18 years old, to me, she's a child still. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Also in the news, George Zimmerman, I apologize, has suffered minor injuries as somebody tried to shoot him in the head in Lake Mary, Florida, on Monday afternoon. The shooting involved Zimmerman and a man identified as Matthew Apperson of Seminole County. This occurred on Lake Mary Boulevard about 12:45 p.m. Zimmerman flagged down an officer shortly after the incident, and he was hit in the face with glass and debris and has since been released from Central Florida Regional Hospital. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more updates on that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC.
DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook for Dr. Dahlia Show. There's also a Dr. Dahlia Show app that you can download. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. Also, the GCN Live app. Make sure to download it. All right. One of the emails we got was very, very interesting, and it seems to be a very, very common thread that we're getting. And I don't have the internet to pull up the exact email, but one of the emails I want to share with you was somebody had gone to the hospital, had been billed thousands of dollars for the hospital visit, and basically the ER did, quote unquote, nothing for their condition. Now, they had a very similar condition to one of my patients about a month ago, where my patient had been suffering from panic attacks and had gone to the hospital, come to me the next day saying the hospital did nothing. Why are doctors sending us to the hospital if the hospital does nothing? Why are we getting bills if the hospital does nothing? So I want to kind of extract and dissect what exactly is the nothing that the ER is doing, and is it worth your time to go or money, or isn't it? So, you know, in both these patient cases, they were having symptoms that were very, very concerning, which is what prompted them to go to the hospital. So, with panic attacks especially, some people are having a panic attack. I don't think they should diagnose themselves as a panic attack. I think they should go to the doctor or medical provider and tell them exactly what their symptoms are. Well, I'm having chest pain. I'm having some shortness of breath. I'm just feeling like I can't breathe. I feel like I'm going to die. All right, well, yeah, that could be a panic attack, but that could also be a heart attack. That could also be a pulmonary embolism. That could also be a dropped lung. There's a variety of things that could be, pneumothorax. So in this particular case, I think both patients, I think, did right to go to the hospital, and I wouldn't have recommended any other way if they had called me first. So they go to the hospital, they get an EKG. Both of them got chest x-rays. They got the pulse oximetry that me and Brett Baer were talking about earlier in the show to check their oxygen level, and then evaluated either with blood work or not. And both sent home with diagnoses of panic attacks and given medication to calm them down. One, I think, got Ativan. Another one got clonazepam and told to follow up with their regular doctor. All right? Yet both patients, different parts of the country, feel that what happened in the ER was that they did, quote unquote, nothing. Now, I was very upset when I heard of another case where one of my patients was having a horrible, horrible headache, and the ER did not do a CAT scan of the head. And then I had another patient with horrible abdominal pain, and a CAT scan wasn't done. I sent both of those patients back to the ER. One had a bleed in the brain. The other had appendicitis. And so, you know, we're kind of fighting between two schools of thought where the ER is doing everything right, like they did with the panic attack patients. The patients are saying the ER did nothing because they didn't solve their panic attack. Well, that's not the ER's job. The ER's job is to make sure you aren't having an emergency and you aren't going to drop dead or die right then and there, you see? But on the flip side, we're also seeing emergency room departments do less in terms of tests. Some of the doctors are getting audited or fined or dinged if they order a test that ends up being normal. So somebody comes in with head trauma, they order a CAT scan of test. If the CAT scan is normal, that looks bad because they ordered a quote-unquote unnecessary test. Well, it's not an unnecessary test. Somebody that has head trauma, all right, that has a headache, is feeling kind of nauseous. Is it feeling right? Yeah, you want to make sure that there's no bleed to the brain. But to me, I don't think it's an unnecessary test, even if it comes back normal. We want a test to come back normal. So, you know, first, let's, before we say the hospital did nothing, okay, I'd like to hear what exactly was done and for what procedure. In the case where the hospitals let somebody go with a bleed to the brain or appendicitis, yes, in that particular case, I have no problem with you saying, you know what, the ER did absolutely nothing. But in these other cases where you came out being diagnosed with panic attack, what was the ER supposed to do? You know, did you calm down? Did you get reassured that you weren't dying of a heart attack? Did you get reassured that you were not going to be dying that night of a pulmonary embolism? Yes. Then the ER did their job. So, you know, then we have the second subject of, okay, well, look at what I said. Now, we've talked many times about when to, you know, use an ER and when to use an urgent care and when to talk to your doctor. If you're having chest pain or shortness of breath, most likely you're going to have to go to the ER. Some of you have complained that you call your doctor and the doctor just says, you know what, go to the ER anyway. And you're like, well, why the hell? You know, well, because you said you had chest pain or shortness of breath. You know, what's your doctor supposed to do in the middle of the night, right? You know, if you're having chest pain or shortness of breath. So if it's anything that you feel like your life is on the line for, you don't mess around, you go to the hospital. And yes, it is going to cost you. With Obamacare, it's going to cost you more and more. And it's frightening stuff, you know. So I understand that. But, you know, you have a paper cut. You have a cut that's not very deep that could be sewn. You have a sprain. You have some, you know, new-onset low back pain that you could still walk. These are things you could call your medical provider for. You have a cough. You have a fever. There are a lot of people that go to the ER because they don't have insurance. We would rather you go to a medical clinic for those things that are not life-threatening. We were going to talk today about the difference between Advil and Tylenol, right? Tylenol, acetaminophen, it gets metabolized in the liver. These medications are non-inflammatory, but they do help with fever, and they do help bring down fever. They do help with pain. But then you have the anti-inflammatories like Advil, Aleve, naproxen, ibuprofen, brand names. These are medications that decrease inflammation. They do get metabolized through the kidneys as well as the liver. And these medications are more for inflammatory issues. They also help with fever as well. So when you have the choice between Tylenol and Motrin, if you want something that's very, very pain-relieving and anti-inflammatory, you go for something that's an anti-inflammatory, like Aleve, Advil, et cetera. But if you're going for strictly pain and lowering fever, you could get away with Tylenol. However, I make the decision based on your kidney status and your liver status. If your kidneys are pretty healthy, all right, then you could take both. But if your liver is a little vulnerable, you have high liver enzymes, you have issues with hepatitis, liver tumors, alcohol, et cetera, I'd probably say avoid the Tylenol. But just because you're avoiding the Tylenol for the liver does not mean Advil, Aleve, Motrin, et cetera, those things are fine. Those can also irritate the liver as well. So you need to be careful. Another thing I look at is if you're having a pain issue, but you have a history of an ulcer. I'm not going to tell you to use the Aleve or Advil or the anti-inflammatory. I'm going to tell you to go to the Tylenol because Tylenol has not been shown to cause ulcers like Advil and Aleve can cause with GI bleed. So, you know, to recap on that, headaches and fevers, Tylenol is great for, you know, headaches and pain. The anti-inflammatories are good, but they seem to do a little better with joint pain and back pain and inflammatory type conditions, things with swelling, et cetera. But with either, you're going to have to look at changing the double-checking with your medical provider and finding out which medicine your body can handle. All right, so I hope that's a good review of that. You know, while we're having some engineering problems, we still welcome you to listen to the show. You can also email me at drdahliah.com. DRDALIAH.com, and you can send your medical questions there. All right, guys, be well, and tune in to the next hour.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink. drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.